and then we'll begin. Amen. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for today and for life and health and strength, Lord. For each soul that's here, for the families that are represented, Lord. Thank you, Lord, even though it's windy outside, for the sunshine and the 14.5 degrees, that's definitely nice to have. For the roof over our heads and the food in our bellies, Lord, and for the soft seats that we're able to sit on. And I know there's a few folks in churches, Lord, are having to sit in hard seats. So. But Lord, I pray that you would bless this time in your presence. You would be with absent friends and brethren. And Lord, that you would put your good hand upon each and every one of your children, no matter where they are. And I pray, Lord, that you would set them on their feet and point them in the right direction. Thank you for all of your helps and all of your blessings. And I pray, Lord, your good hand upon us now and for your company, Lord, as we spend this time singing your praises and in your word. We love you and thank you. And we ask all of these things, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're going to begin with an old favorite from the Black Book. That is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Hymn number 13 in the Black Book. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Hymn number 66, I'm sure you all know, is one called At Calvary.
hymn number 66, if you're able, let's stand as we sing at Calvary.
Let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but God, the powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, our avenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only to wrath, but also to conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all our dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Love worketh no ills to his neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, and now it is high, time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armour of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Amen.
Good verses, thank you very much. Just want to remind everybody this morning of our wee beige, Magnolia, there it is, prayer list. Please do be do pray. We have to pray over those things, the wants, and we would appreciate your prayers for those things. Today is the 20th. This is the last week of this. Is there anybody that has any prayer requests that they would like ordered added to this, so that it will be incorporated into the following week's prayer list? Does anybody have anything? I would draw your attention particularly to the Dear King family. I know we prayed a lot for that lady that had a very bad reaction to medication and lost all of her limbs. She is at home, to the best of my knowledge, and the family is adjusting to a new way of life, but would still appreciate your prayers. I'd also appreciate your prayers for my brother-in-law, who still hasn't had any results, but it's only been a few days since he got word of low potassium in his blood. Please also pray for a lady called Liz Stewart that we met up in the hospital. For an acquaintance of the family, a young lady by the name of Jen Asquith, who has just had her fourth surgery after having a baby, so please do pray for her. For Norman's sister, Edith, has to go visit a heart specialist in Dublin, so please do pray about that. And for William's brother-in-law, Davin, who seems to have an issue with a transgender man, or maybe there's a transgender man who's just making it at this point in life to have an issue with everybody else, I don't know. Please do pray for him as well. Don't forget John McGowan and the family, and our app, and Frank as well. And I think Ling and Dr. Shang are going to be getting a bit of a suntan, I think, as a Tenerife this coming week with Frank. So, away on Wednesday and back on Monday?
Tuesday.
Yeah,
the midnight between Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I hope you have a good time. So, don't forget to wish them safe travels, and we will be praying for you all whenever you are away. And Leo. You may have that down, but I'm just writing it down here for. So we'll be praying about that. But you're going to say something.
That's true.
How are we fixed for private prayer requests? Everybody's one, four, thank you. Hey, Lord knows what those are. Anybody got any thanks? We had a good visit down with my dad. Do you have some, Will?
No, we're just a thankless bunch.
We're a thankless bunch. Sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. Got a good visit with my dad. We just asked if you would pray for him. He's getting a bit more forgetful as the time goes by. His greatest problem was a fuel injector in his car, and he's got his wheels back, and he's a happy man again. So appreciate your prayers from my dad. Amen. I think that's about that. Is there anything else we need to add? Just be careful when you're out there. This is one of these. The bad weather is that bad that it has a name. And I think again, does anybody know the name of the storm? I can't recall. It's a lady's name again, isn't it? Just be careful when you're out there. Just be careful when you're out driving for branches and one thing and another. I remember even being on the motorway many years ago, and the storms were probably round about that. There were large branches down in the motorway. So please do be careful as you travel. And we hope and pray that it's all gone by Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Amen. Anyway, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll go on and we'll sing another song. If you would, Will, would you pray first, please?
Dear Father, thank you this day, Lord, and thank you for the day and for everything you've given us, Lord, and for the salvation that Jesus Christ purchased for us and the cross for our sins, Lord. The glory we ask for, and we have the Lord, that you save us. You remember our sins no more, Lord. You thank you for the half condition as well, Lord, for grace and love and sound mind and peace as well, and all the different spirit you've given us as well, Lord. We've asked God, wherever they be, Lord, see us those mighty powers throughout this land, especially the city, Lord. If the church houses have happened already, or yet to take place both here and around the world, Lord, see us those mighty powers today as well, Lord, and that we are standing here raised up. We've come where he is this time and this hour, Lord. There's many trouble, keep the harm away from him, Lord. Bring him to his senses, Lord, and protect him and bring him back safe to us as well, Lord. There's many trouble, Lord. I'm grateful, name of Dr. Shang, and Frank is good to you up in the holidays. Lord, for plenty of trouble, and give help on their travels, Lord, and give June mercy, keep safe well, Lord, and have enjoyable holidays, Lord. Grateful for us and keep us, Lord, give us Mark to live with the gospel, Lord, and give a touch of the spirit, touch our hearts and minds, souls as well, Lord, and Lord, bring us in the Christ next week, and give us a place for Jesus Christ again.
Thank you, Lord. Let's take our hymn books again, if you would, and turn to hymn number 232. I was going to sing 231 Sunlight, but let me sing more about it than I actually see it. 232 is Tell Me the Story of Jesus, and we'll remain seated as we sing.
Fly!
will sing one more, and then we will open our Bibles. If you'd like to take and turn back a page or two to number 54. And we'll sing "That Will Be Glory." Number 54, if you're fit, we'll stand as we sing. If you're not, please remain seated. Let's make joyful noise for "That Will Be Glory." Exclusion and inequity. It depends where it is that you're assigning words to those letters. This is a big thing in this day, and I was having a conversation with my brother, and these thoughts just sort of came to mind. I thought that would be a good thought to, or something to give a certain amount of thought to. Please do continue to pray for each other. Please pray for Ling and Dr. Shang as they will travel this afternoon and head away on Wednesday. And Frank, too, as he travels from London. Please do pray for our absent brethren. We are still needing to pray for Israel. Things are still going on in Israel. We are commanded to pray for Israel. By the Lord said, those that bless Israel will be blessed of God. And those that curse Israel will be cursed of God. It's not that you call a curse on someone whenever you pray that the Lord would curse those who curse Israel. The Lord's just letting us know exactly the way it's going to be. So all of those that set their hand against Israel will pay for it in the long run. But please don't be one of them. Never be afraid to stand up and speak up for Jesus. And especially after all that he has done for us, and he has done a lot. This book that we sit open on our laps has cost the lives of thousands and tens of thousands of people to get it here today. Sometimes because we have maybe three or four of them floating about in our houses, we just don't appreciate what it took to put it there. All right. There's only 15 verses in this portion of God's Word. We're going to read them all. And we're talking about DEI. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no part, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to the sea, the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up upon the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for it. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Excuse me, just a minute. Amen. Let's have a wee prayer, and then we will continue. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've given us, and for the freedom that we still have to meet together, Lord, and to worship and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and for looking after us, and pray that you would continue to do so, Lord, and that you would not be done. Thank you for all, Lord, just all that you've sent our way. I know some of it hasn't been pleasant, but it has shaped us and made us the people that we are today, and has given us pause for thought on many of the things that the world, the flesh, and the devil would try to have us doing. Please bless us now, Lord, I pray. And I pray for a bit of wisdom and guidance as we make our way through this portion of the day. We love you and thank you. Amen. Just a quick explanation, a layman's explanation of the term DEI. DEI is a term that was brought in a few years ago, and it is meant to be the modern version of affirmative action. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of affirmative action. Was that brought in by Nixon or Kennedy or someone? Pardon?
I think
long time ago. But what it was meant to do was to make sure that everybody got a fair crack of the whip. In other words, people that came from disadvantaged backgrounds, if they had the talent, they would get the opportunity to show that talent, whether it was in maths or physics or engineering or joinery or brickery or computers or whatever it was, that people, regardless of their colour or their background, would get an opportunity to shine. And that's a good thing. And I believe that talent should be recognised wherever it is. However, the modern version of this, this DEI that we are seeing at every turn, that has brought down Disney and Marvel and Budweiser and John Deere and Harley Davidson, the modern version of DEI means that everybody should be welcome, no matter what they believe. That's the diversity. No matter what they believe, everybody should be welcome. The equity is not equal opportunity, but equal outcomes. That is what is being forced upon people. And the inclusion, again, is everybody's in. No matter what you believe, you're in. And no matter who you are, you will have the same outcome as everybody else. Now, this has caused a lot of problems in the world, and all of those companies that we mentioned earlier on, they are all suffering very badly because they have subscribed to these ideals, because along with DEI comes LGBTQIA++, abortion, every sort of thing that would possibly flip through somebody's head. And people are not allowed to stand up and say, hold on a wee second, but that's wrong. It's not an opportunity for people to shine. It has now become a rule whereby nobody is allowed to say anything or comment on anything that anybody says or does. That's what the DEI is. It is pretty much legalizing bad behavior and forcing everybody to agree with it. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 20, because here we have probably one of the greatest examples, two of the greatest examples of DEI in the world. You need to know that in 99.9% of the cases where DEI rears its head, it's normally against a Christian or a very conservative person. And we're going to see how this exactly works in the Bible. Just as a matter of background, Revelation 20 takes place just after the Battle of Armageddon, which takes place at the end of the 7 years of tribulation and great tribulation, which we are literally at the brink of. We might be a day away from it, we could be a decade away from it, but we're not that far away from it. And so this takes place 7 or so years from today, at least 7 years from today. The devil has been bound for 1,000 years. I've put 100 years in my notes, but it's definitely not 100. And the world gets 1,000 years with the Lord Jesus Christ ruling from Jerusalem. The curse is removed. The wolf, in fact, let me just read what it says in Isaiah 65. It says, there shall no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. This is talking about the Jewish people. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. It shall not labour in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like a bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat still, and they shall not hurt nor destroy on all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. And that's what it will be like for 1,000 years. The world will be perfect, or as perfect as it gets with people in it, and it will be like that, the best that this world has ever seen, because the Lord Jesus Christ is ruling with a rod of iron from Jerusalem. He came first time as the Lamb of God to be a sacrifice for our sins. He is coming the second time in the very near future to rule and to reign, to take what the devil had offered him a shortcut for whenever he was tempted in the wilderness. Now you need to know, everyone will be treated fairly. Everyone will be given the same opportunities. They will have the same love of God expressed to them. They will have the same salvation offered to them. They will have the same safety and the same policing. I got to thinking about how that would affect people. Have you ever stopped for a moment and thought about all of the things that the Bible says are wrong, but that we think are okay because we have been exposed to them our whole lives and because they're enshrined in law, in man's law? Give you a few. What about the murdering of children in the mother's womb? Bible says it's an awful thing, that the children are an heritage of the Lord, and happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. What about drinking alcohol is forbidden in the Bible? The only place it talks about taking alcohol is as a painkiller or an anesthetic. Bible says fornication and adultery is wrong, and actually has a death sentence for those things. It also says all of the forms of the LGBTQIA++ are wrong. Homosexuality, lesbianism, child abuse, robbery, taking the Lord's name in vain, fortune telling even, tarot cards, spiritualism. All of these things are wrong in the Bible. Most of them have a death sentence attached to them. But what? People are welcomed and encouraged to do all of those things by the laws of our land. The rod of iron that is spoken of in the Bible is the word of God, and the penalty of God will be imposed, I would say, pretty much immediately, straight away, upon the people that get up to those things. There's going to be a lot of people die in their sins. Now the Bible talks about all of those that have suffered for Christ, especially those that are beheaded because they wouldn't take the mark of the beast in their hand, being on the world. The Bible talks about us being kings and priests in the world for 1,000 years. I would say we will probably be like the police force. We will be walking around. We will be seen by those that we knew just 7 years previously. And they will know us in the same way that the disciples knew, was it Moses and Elijah, whenever they saw them, in the same way that Nebuchadnezzar knew the Son of God in the fire. We will be known. And it'll be very much a case of, I told you so. A as usual, DEI principles don't apply to Bible-believing Christians, except where the penalties come in. They're certainly not included. But we will be, for 1,000 years and the endless ages of eternity, I believe, immortal, indestructible, the agents of the thrice holy God on a world that has been given a chance for 1,000 years just to see what it was like, empowered by God, kept by God, and acting on behalf of God, which means absolutely fair and just. Everyone will get a fair shake. All those that would take advantage of folks will be put in their place or put to death. All those that take a life for profit will be put to death. Rapists will be executed. Child abusers will be executed. Kidnappers will be executed. Those that take the Lord's name in vain will be executed. Those that dishonor their mother and father will be put to death in short order, because these things are in the law of the Lord. It is going to be a fearsomely strict place to live. But it will be perfect. Because all of those things, we think, oh, that's terrible, that a murderer should be put to death, when they have just taken somebody's life, or maybe multiple lives. All of these things are bad. You might think, oh, but that means like half of Derry would be killed because they're constantly taking the Lord's name in vain. Learn not to. The Bible says the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh the Lord's name in vain. It'll be a perfect world. People will behave themselves because God will be watching and they will be aware of it. He is even now. And yet there will be those with the mind of the devil that want to be like God and rule over people and have the power of life and death over people. And they're very unhappy that children are saved, that pensioners are saved, that women are saved, that Christians are saved, that Jews are saved, and they will hate it all. This same creature, the devil, who's probably getting a report on this service even as we preach it, he thought he killed Jesus 2,000 years ago, whenever he nailed him to the cross. And he's going to do his best to stop him at the Battle of Armageddon with every single soldier that he can lay his hands on in the world. And yet all the Lord is going to do is make war on him with the sword that proceedeth out of his mouth. And the Bible talks about the blood of captains and soldiers and kings being kicked up to the horses' bridles, even as they come against Jerusalem. And then we have this very short, in the grand scheme of things, description about how it's all going to end terribly. When they try once more and fire comes down from heaven and destroys all of those that set their faces against the God of this world. And many people learn far too late that they picked the wrong side. We find the final resting place of diversity, equity and inclusion. It's right there in verse number 12. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. That's the resting place of DEI. All of those people that shunned the Christian, they are put in a place where there are no Christians before the great white throne of judgment, upon which the Lord Jesus Christ sits upon. All of the murderers and all of the people that we mentioned earlier on, the rapists, the violent, the pagans, the blasphemers, those that rebelled against their parents, all those that subscribe to the LGBT movement, the Muslim, the Protestant, the Catholic, the Baptist, the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Wiccans, the judges, the policemen, the ministers, the priests, the teachers, the bidmen, everybody that subscribes to DEI and turns their nose up at Jesus, everyone will be there. And once again, the Bible-believing Christians are excluded. Each and every one, no matter who, that likes and whose likes, loves and lusts or beliefs from that big pile will all be treated with an equity of outcome. Male or female, or whichever one of the hundreds of genders that they subscribe to, doesn't matter their skin colour, their bank account, and it doesn't matter the letters after their name, and it doesn't matter what church they turn up to. Anyone that isn't a Bible-believing Christian is included in this pie and will have equity of outcome. And that is in verse 15. Whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Might seem a little bit unfair, but let's look at the other side of the inequity of the equality of all of this. All of these souls have actually set themselves against God. Many cases they have set themselves against God consciously and with great determination. Other people just never bothered going to look for God, but it is the same outcome for all. There is the same outcome for all of those that, on the other hand, do choose God. Or as it says in Romans chapter 10, for those that do call upon the name of the Lord. No restrictions on where you come from. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you were raised up on. The only thing that matters is that you have a soul that person understands needs to be saved. All the way through the Bible, the Lord would save anybody. He would save pagans, save devil worshippers, save murderers, anybody that would come to him and ask him. The Lord says he would never turn anybody away. And once they are saved, he would never cast them out. He would never forsake them. All that they had to do was realize that they were wrong and admit it to God and call upon him for salvation, and he saved them. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, it has always been the same. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that is the final outcome of real equality. Anybody can be saved, but they need to repent of their sins and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. The DEI that the world is spinning to people right now is a lie, designed to steal from those who would work and give it to those that won't or can't, and to stop the mouths of those that would dare to speak out against it, legalizing the destruction of society and family, and hamper those that are good at what they do. It is the work of the devil. I would say stay away from it, and the only person that is ever truly equal will be the Lord Jesus Christ, and the only ones that will ever come close to him are the ones that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it's a little bit of a different message this morning. I pray that you would remember, and whenever you see something has DEI in it, I don't envy you if it's in your work, but my advice to you would be to stay far, far away from it for as long as you possibly can. God bless you. We thank you for your good time and attention, folks. We're going to close with a hymn from the Wee Black Book, if you'd like to take a turn there. Hymn number 11 is Immortal, Invisible, God Only Knows. If you're able, we'll stand as we sing this, our closing hymn. Hymn number 11, Immortal, Invisible, God only wise.
Immortal, invisible, God.
God be with you as you go out and about in your travels and do whatever it is you do on a Sunday afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you again at the next appointed time in about a week and a half, if not before. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Amen. Dear loving Heavenly Father, please bless us as we part company. We thank you, Lord, that we can still gather together to worship and praise you, to read and to lift up your, Lord, these songs, and thank you for all that you've done for us. Please be with absent brethren. Please bless and keep Israel. I pray you, Lord, for the rest of the countries in this world, that the same rules will apply to leaders as individuals as it does to countries as a whole, Lord. Please honour those and bless those that bless Israel. And Lord, please provide those that hate Israel with the curses that you have said that will come on their way. Lord, please hinder doublement at every turn. Please bless those that are out and about around about your business, Lord. And I pray for life and health and strength and our daily bread as we go on into the start of this new week. We love you and thank you, Lord. And we leave these things at your feet and pray that you would grant them along with our private prayer requests. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.